Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable basically for mature audiences, someone of an older mindset, someone of a more developed mind, someone who basically is prepared for hard-hitting expose, important stuff. Discretion is advised. Hello, good people. I am Talk Dude. It is 7 o'clock on the dot. Organic, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. I want to know. Organic, could you do the intro?
Yes, this show is not only brought to you by Organic. Okay. The show is called We Change from the Past. And we are being a change for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And my co-host is comedian, Talk Dude. He's originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ladies, gentlemen, young men, young ladies, give yourself the round of appreciation as you give comedian Talk Dude. Talk Dude, how you been?
All right. Absolutely fine. You know what? Thank God. I want to be grateful. I am not one of the many battered men out there, even though I want to say I've been in these experiences myself. There is a statistic. I'm going to get to that in tonight's show. A lot of you out there, we invite you to basically tell us what you're thinking, what you're feeling, all right? All right, call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, listen. There's an ongoing epidemic. There is a history of battered men out there, men who are beaten and brutalized. Now, you take more notice of when it happens to the women. You know, the problem is that, here's the thing, it's made such light that it doesn't happen so much anymore. The amount of women being battered has been greatly reduced. But men are getting more battered, I think. And I think the reason for this is because men are just supposed to shrug it off. Men are just supposed to basically turn the other cheek, you know? You're a guy. You're used to the abuse. Just take it. Suck it up. Whatever. And women, they're allowed to abuse. They're allowed to play games or whatever. And, you know, this is something I've heard. Somebody pointed this out. To a potentially righteous man, there is nothing more dangerous than a woman who basically knows no matter what, you're not going to retaliate, you're not going to hit back. I mean, she can't wait for any excuse to wail on you, to torture you with it. Women think it's kind of cute. You know, you see it in movies all the time, guys getting slapped by the woman when she's angry. And he's just supposed to take on the chin, isn't he? You know? Isn't he? Come on, don't hit back. Look, in Texas, 1 in 9 men are expected to be victims of abuse. You know why? Because what are they supposed to do? If you hit her back, there's a whole legion of laws going on her side. There are raging feminists who are all too happy to know that basically we're going to want to make it so no matter what, you can't hit back. But the problem is, look, everybody should basically have the right and be allowed to hit back. Everybody. You know why? Because that's what stops abuse in general, just knowing that if you throw the first punch, there will be a second. There will be retaliation. You hit, you get hit back. That's what will stop the abuse, just knowing that there is a consequence. When someone out there knows that no matter what, there'll never be a consequence. And why do women want to make sure no matter what, the men won't hit back? Well, dude, who wouldn't want that? Think about it. Imagine, you can hit somebody, but they can't hit back, no matter what. Who wouldn't want that? Once again, there must be a retaliation, a consequence. It's what keeps people righteous. Just like that's what stops people from committing crime in general. The knowledge, the actual honest to God internal knowledge that if you basically cause harm, harm will come onto you. And, you know, here's the thing. They say the punishment should fit the crime. But no, see, I remember I heard this. I think he was actually a professor of mine. Whatever he said. No, you see, here's the thing. There should be a special consequence. And here's the thing. It's not that the punishment should fit the crime. The punishment has to be just a little bit bigger than the crime. If you hit somebody in the face, they'll karate chop you in the throat and break your nuts. Why? Because once again, I mean, it's not about making it nice and even. Not making it nice and even, that will encourage somebody to do harm. Just knowing, if I get hit, all this had happened, I'm going to get hit the same way. No. There has to be basically a more severe consequence, something bigger than what you did. That, sadly, is the only thing that works. That's what stops crime from happening. To know, if you do something really bad, something even worse will happen to you. In a way, nobody likes it. I mean, it seems overly severe. It stops us from doing what we want to do, but there it is. And if you look around a lot, there is a lot of battered men, a lot of torture, a lot of violent what have you. And there are some who basically stay in these relationships because getting hit, knocked around a little bit is exciting. To basically know that someone is crazy, but they're crazy about you. It gives your life a little bit of excitement. I mean, that's one of the reasons we do the most dangerous, crazy stuff. You want things to get spiced up, shaked up and whatever, and you put yourself in danger. Consequences. That's the truth. You have to be prepared for when, here's the thing, your mother is the kind of woman who will always tell you to walk away whenever you're attacked, that you must turn the other cheek.
Hey. It's mothers that don't think like that, sir. So don't do that. It's too many mothers don't think like that, sir. Don't bring your own personal bias, confidence, cross-contaminated experience to the maze and make the big boy big thing, okay? But some people, mother, tell them to fight everybody. So don't say that.
But let me just say, there are many that are. And they're especially going to be ambient about, they're going to basically try to get you to do whatever's more convenient for them. They like the idea of you constantly turning the other cheek when you're victimized them personally and whatever. And look, it would be a nice world if basically we could be overly passive, turn from it. But a simple, sad fact is that's what stops people from doing evil, the fear of a more severe repercussion consequence. You got to be prepared for what is. Prepared. You got to be prepared for that. Organic, I'm sorry, I've been hogging the mic. Why don't you take it? You got anything to say?
Yeah, I got something. You can be yourself. If you feel like that's something on your desire to speak, speak it. You know? This is one of the things. Like, I had a conversation with you earlier. I'm not going to tell you what I said exactly on here. But I said it's too many variables. You can, it's like going to a library and say I read every book. You read every book, maybe the books you have, right? But it's too many things that we have not have experience, right? That's why it takes so much time to change, understand people on a deeper and a connecting level, right? It's like you're merging. Like a DJ, you're merging these things together, right? And truly the best that is labeled the best, believe me, it's so much time you have to commit. Not only committing, you have to be aware of how people change, right? It has to be something within you to trigger your experience to say, oh, I get it, right? Now, we make it a norm to say everyone got common sense, everyone gets the message, everyone gets the story and how it's modified. It's self-explanatory. That's not always the case. right? Self-explanatory is not explanatory for all, right? And as people know, common sense is not common for everyone. And it's plenty of people that live their whole life not having common sense, and they times a lot better than people that had common sense, right? So let's be clear on how we can change our success to be more beneficial to the success of others as much as it's supposed to be on our behalf, right? The representative or person that can help your life, that's the help within the intellect conversation that you appreciate when someone truly, it don't matter if they know, they're truly looking out for the best welfare of you and teaching you things that you didn't even think about knowing, and they keep going. That person, every time you see that person, you would be like, this is a different type of person. Because they're not taking to the problems that you cannot figure out that you always run into. They're taking to the things that are not even in your mind to even think about as a solution, and they're keeping you grounded. And there's few people in your life that truly take you to places that truly give you another infrastructure of peace and non-cross-contaminated reflection, right? And you got to look at it yourself, man. What day in your life you're not going to start bringing up this old man approach to just having a bottle and talking negative? Now, some people say, wow, that's cool because it's funny, but is it really funny for you to be successful? Wouldn't it be funny to say, oh, this is funny because it's successful for you to be successful? It's successful. Oh, I'm not even looking at examples to destroy myself. I'm looking at examples where I get your message and I'm appreciating your experience, but I'm not degrading the, you know, diluting the quality within the ability of successful things that have been here before. You've been here before, I've been here before, others have been here. And if you look at the most successful people, the successful things, it's not limited by the successful perspective of the majority. It's exceptional ability that necessarily get brought up to the table, right? And Talk Dude, thank you for taking the time to be on the platform, taking the time to express this in your ability. Thank you out there. Thank the ability that you have been nurturing, ability that you truly come close to being connected on another level. And that's another thing. Now, if everybody was happy and successful, then you could even connect to those people. Would that be really something that you appreciate? Not necessarily, because it should be something that is invested in the investment of. Now, if what you need to buy, listen to this. If what you needed to buy, this is a metaphor. If what you needed to buy was 1 cent and collective people was throwing away $150, and when you came along, they went out their way to pull up what they did, it would pay more and to waste the money to keep you not having it, would you feel like that was, no, it wouldn't matter to those kind of setups or people going out their way to collect, you know, interest on destroying success for people that just need a little bit. And we got to understand, think about when you didn't have something, right? And then now you got way more than you ever can use. And now you're trying to be so rationalizing people that never even had a chance for the first time, right? And I'm saying to you is you got to have, just like you had a substantial ability to get out of your problem, you got to have the substantial ability to see people do things that you haven't experienced at a level that, guess what it does? It opens up your level of success so all your problems have another interest of success. You have interest on your success when your problems have not been limited by your success, unsuccessful moments. Boy, that came across, man. This is another part of this experience. I just thank you out there. I just thank the comedian Talk Dude that he's going to have another level of experience, and it's part of his journey. Now, everyone, I'm going to take the time to bring it back to my colleague Talk Dude.
I was actually kind of terrified when I went online and I saw all the number of battered men that
are out there. Excuse me.
Oh,
I didn't tell you to give away the database or research yet, did I? Because you're giving away everything before you got it all together. And that's not what I asked you to do. That's not. It's like undermining the success, the ability of success before it gets to that point. You don't have enough research, enough database to give it how you're giving it without giving away all of what you know at a level that you don't know yet. This is not what I'm talking about. You have to stop sabotaging success. You got to have more understanding about that as you're giving it. You don't have to give away all of what you're doing to say that you're coming together with something. And it should show by the action of your ability and your dedication. Not saying, oh, well, I did this and this. It's almost like you're bragging at this point. And bragging sometimes, listen to me, it comes across like you're bragging. I didn't say you was bragging. I said it comes across like you're bragging. And what I'm saying, that body language, it gives the superficial of success that can shortfall because people expect too much when you don't know that much or you don't know enough to connect to the next and the next and the next, right? So what I'm saying to you is I'm not trying to give away your ideas. I'm just trying to understand. Appreciate the appreciation of connecting to that understanding. But that's really what the connection will come to when people really need help, right? So it's not necessarily people learn all kinds of degrees, right? You know, people got the expert. They know all this. They go to all these different schools. But they don't connect to the people that they're supposed to be doing the work for. Got it? So the thing is for you to understand what the people are going through and understand how to connect to the people on the experience that they're dealing with. That's what's going to get you, right? Because it's going to be things and information and resources you're going to find. And figuring out who needs that is going to be important because when a person needs the help, you may have the resources and don't know who to give it to. And that's another problem, too, because if you have resources that people can really utilize, is it important for the people to get it that need it? Or is it just important just to have it and just not use it? See my point?
Okay, why don't you decide what we're going to talk about next, just so I know I'm safe.
Oh, don't Google. Didn't get your little dessert, and you're having dessert all day? You have dessert all day.
Okay, you stopped
you
making sense.
All day.
You officially stopped making sense.
Okay. So, no, let's back up a moment. Everyone out there, we're not going to tolerate the disruptive pattern he's been out there. He's disrupting. I'm talking about too many things for him not to lash on to find another successful path. He's taking this to its own personal destruction, and he's trying to pull me down, and he's trying to be, you know, the kind of people that are, and never get what they're doing to destroy others. It's like a bully. Like, I didn't know I was taking all your lunch. I didn't know it was all the money you had. I didn't realize I was pounding you so hard. I didn't know you were so skinny. I didn't know you were so smart. I didn't know my muscles were so big. I didn't know I was eating so much. I didn't know I was eating all your snacks. I didn't know. Like, that's how you sounded. I didn't know I was, like I was pounding the heck out of you. I didn't know I was beating you so tough, man. I didn't know I was beating you hard and your parents beat you. I didn't realize I was this kind of person. You didn't tell me I was beating you so tough. I didn't realize I was choking you so tight. I didn't know I was throwing you around. Get the point? That's how you're utilizing your words from things that you truly know that you're trying to play. I don't get where you're telling me to stop beating you so tough. I'm loving you. I'm your friend. See how that is? And the kid get older, he resists caring about people like that. You understand? You smell how that sounds? Are you hearing the words? Right? There's so many things to talk about. And it's not limited to just telling people about misery. Somebody that truly tell your life, you don't really care about things that they don't know about your life. It's the things that they know about successfully, amazingly changing that spirit that you never had, right? Somebody can connect to the spirit you never had and bring it to the spirit you want to have. Got it? Get it. I did it all. Now, I'm about to reconnect. I'm about to give him another spirit. I'm about to stay off the phone for a little bit. And I'm going to talk, dude. Just get his spirit out so he can talk to people, connect, and doesn't feel so threatened by my words that's trying to connect to the people that see things in another way, in another experience, without being contaminated or cross-contaminated within the experience of learning and not being helpful to the helpful things that are really helping people. It's one thing how people try to take your words and utilize them instead of helping somebody, and then they don't help no one. Then they use the same words as they're taking in and plagiarizing other things and, you know, hitting agendas that people bring to the table so many times more. Now, everyone, you know, this is a part of the show. We had 7:20 p.m., and today is Thursday, and the show is called So Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change. That's something to think about. Past, the future, and the cross-contaminated people that possibly change your perspective and not necessarily healing you from the perspective of your success that you have been weathering the storm and hitting together, right? And you just kind of figure out your things. You're not quite sure at all how it's going together. That's the part. Now, everyone, this is Comedy Organic, okay? And you know what I'm going to do? For these few minutes, I'm going to turn the show over to my colleague, Talk Dude, everyone out there. I'm going to head out tonight, and it's going to be the end of my actual words for now. But I'd like to say, everyone, I appreciate you staying tuned in. The next episode tomorrow is called Organic Okay October. Remember I used to do that? I used to say Organic Okay October. But now it's Comedy Organic, oh, Comedy Organic, okay? And that's about community, right? Now, so we are getting really close to the part where we're going to be interviewing different businesses. We're going to be live. You're going to start seeing things, right? We're getting really close to that part. And once we start, you know, pinning it out there, you're going to see that. And it's all going to make some point of sense once you see it, right? And it's going to happen. So we get into that part, and people, plenty of people go around, and boy, they also contaminated settings, right? Contaminated and cross-contaminated settings where people, you know, they act like they're nice to me, and everything they're doing is like, you know, somebody trying to be nice to you, right? And they do everything that's not nice, and they use nice on top of it, right? You know, they say hi, they're walking away to make sure they stand at them, you know. And then when you get change, you know, then they drop change in your hand, they don't touch your finger, you know. It's all kind of little slick things people do, and you know it's not normal, right? You work with 100 people. And this is the thing that's contaminated because people bring their selfish and biased way, like, pitch you out, right? And what happens is, too, this is what things I see, you know. I've seen plenty of successful people, and people, because they're so contaminated, they try to exploit the success in the person. Well, this person just, see, because they used to get in their way all the time, and see, because they're so biased, they're not seeing this person is not the average. This is an exceptional person that gets this all the time. But normally you get people that they're not up to par. They're always undermining, right? You find across the board, across this planet, you find people in different parts of the, you know, hemisphere that there is universal. That's what comedy always been talking about people, right? That's one of the things people comedy have been talking about from the beginning of the time, you people say, right? That person's unattractive. That person, look how they dress. Oh, this person, look at how they speak. They can't drive. Look how they look. You know, they can't, you know. And you see the thing on a bigger scale, and people try to say this is not happening, right? You're like, hold on a second. This is something. Because people have been plagiarizing the truth to be, you know, kind of like a toothbrush with no toothpaste. What is the truth like when it's don't, if it's not healthy? You're making the truth be untasteful. The truth is crucially unstable, right? Imagine the truth is crucially unstable. What does it look like? Now, that's a different experience. Everyone, good night, and this is another platform from Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change from the Future. Now, the colleague, Talk Dude, is going to take over. Take care, Talk Dude. Everyone else, good night.
Good night. Okay, I got to tell you, everybody out there, understand this. We've all been battered at some point. And in a way, some abuse is good. It forces you to toughen up, to man up, to take care of it, and whatever. It forces you to be the kind of person that you know you're in your heart you were meant to be. Sometimes too much softening things can make you soft-boiled. You do need to prepare yourself in a lot of ways for life, but the key is not to be one of those people who put themselves in a situation of constant abuse. You know, once again, There's a lot of those. There are a lot of people who basically stay in an abusive relationship because they're afraid to be truly on their own. How far would they get? They need someone, because sometimes the abusive person can also be the person taking care of you. That's a very real thing. It's a very real disaster. Some people think they're not looking for respect because they don't respect themselves. They don't think they're worthy of respect. That is a thing. You need to prepare yourself. You need to basically be ready. Stay away from the kind of people who will misuse you. Stay away from them. They're everywhere. Wherever you go, you're going to come across people like that. Now, I've been sort of like that. I stayed in a relationship that was kind of abusive. One thing is I was afraid to be on my own. I was afraid to basically accept that. I was afraid to know that when life starts battering you, life pushes you out, are you prepared to take it? Do you know how to take it? What to do? What to do? I thought basically everything would just basically fix itself once I got older. But now, see, it's a conscientious decision that you need to make every single day. You need to basically get better. You need to be better. You need to prepare. Women are especially basically attracted to a man who will come to their rescue, who will save them, because they kind of sort of want to know they're at their worst. Some guy will be there for them and give them what they need. It is a hell of a thing to know that when a bad situation, circumstance comes to you, that you can prepare for it. You can deal with it. Isn't it? Isn't that hard? Life can be like that, can't it? We're all meant to be brutalized when we're children because something needs to remind us to help us toughen ourselves, prepare for that world, for that future, for that whatever. And sometimes we stay basically with somebody who's abusive because in a way they need us because nobody else, no one well is going to put up with their crap. They want to be needed. When you basically make a change for yourself, you can make that change. Remember, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not something that just, you know, you just blink and it happens. I want to thank you all for listening to our show. Those of you out there who are listening and getting involved, remember, you can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. You can basically be what you need. You can get better. You can get by. You can be what you need to be. Every single person, one of you out there, you all have that potential. You don't need to become one more statistic of people who are letting themselves get battered and brutalized because it's easier. You don't need to put yourself in that kind of situation. Some people are attracted to the danger. You don't have to be that type. Tell yourself that. Believe it. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember, you can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com and call in when we're on the air every 7 to 7:30, every Thursday night. That number is 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you, and good night.